It's Jane Gazzo with you on Homegrown, and joining me in the studio right now is a dear friend of the show and Triple M. It's Darren Middleton, formerly of Powderfinger. Hello, Darren.
Hi, Jane. It's nice to see you again.
Now, it's been 5 years since Powderfinger broke up. How do you feel about it this far away from the event?
I feel good about it. It's definitely the right decision for us as people and as a band. You know, it took a while probably to arrive at that place of comfort, and all of us found ourselves just in new territory and, you know, without the comfort and the routine and all that sort of stuff that comes with a long-term association of business and personal and all that kind of thing. But yeah, look, I love it. I've been doing a whole bunch of different things, a lot of music. I'm back full on back into music and loving it, just loving it more than ever, playing and writing and recording.
So
I've got all the time in the world.
Back to basics for you now.
It is back to the beginning. Well, you know, I've always been a songwriter, but you know, with Powderfinger, of course, Bernard is the voice and the kind of the identifiable bridge between band and an audience. So people don't really know my voice, and you know, I may have had a hand in melodies and lyrics and songs, etc. So I'm really starting again. And although it's, you know, it's difficult because you have to, the industry is hard. You have to kind of win people over slowly. I love the chance of doing that. And I've got all the time in the world for anyone who comes up to me after a gig and says,
"You always have,
it.
Though, Darren. You've always been approachable. I mean, that was one thing always about Powderfinger, and I've known you guys for a very long time. Is success couldn't have happened to a better bunch of blokes and just all incredible musicians in your own right. And you've always had time for people, Darren.
Oh, that's very kind, Jane.
And you've been there. You've tasted success. I guess doing your own stuff on this solo project, the stress of success or lack of it isn't so important now.
No, I mean, look, I'm certainly very fortunate to be starting a solo career at, you know, 40 odd years old. Because of my past, I can, you know, it's okay if it doesn't work for me, because I've had such a, I suppose, a successful career. So,
well, you're here because you've got a brand new album. It's called Splinters, a follow-up to 2013's Translations. Just talk me through where your headspace was approaching this new one.
The main difference between these records is the first record, I asked a bunch of friends to get involved, guest singers who everyone knows, you know, Nick Sester, for instance, and Byrne and Claire Bowditch and Pete Murray, more with the angle of like, guys, God, I'm not very good as a singer. Can you help me out here? The second record was much more a case of I'm much more comfortable being a singer in my own kind of shoes. And look, do you want to join in? And this time I invited a lot of just younger, less known singers or songwriters that I just feel are really good.
Well, speaking of good singer-songwriters, you've got Missy Higgins on the first single that we're about to hear called Favours. Can you take me back to the writing and recording with Missy of this particular song?
Yeah, I wrote the song fairly quickly, and I had this harmony in mind the whole time, and I really had Missy in mind because the song has a bit of an up-tempo, slightly country kind of feel, and just I know where her voice sits. It's a little bit different for her, this whole kind of arrangement-y thing. But, and I just asked her. She has lived around the corner from me in Melbourne for quite some time, and we've bumped into her over the years as Powderfinger. And, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for Missy. She makes her own decisions and does what she wants to do, and if she doesn't want to do music, she'll pull out of it for a while. So I sent her the song and got on my knees and begged her. I didn't have to beg her, thankfully. She just agreed.
All right, well, before we hear the new single, I've just got to ask you straight up, I'm just going to come out with it. Can you see yourself ever getting back on stage with the Powderfinger Boys? Is there a possibility of even like a one-off gig in the future?
Well,
with all of them?
Maybe. Who knows? You know, it's time does pass and your feelings change, and yeah, you know, there's nothing planned, really. Everyone's pretty busy and pretty content doing their own thing. So, well, I don't know, Jane. I know we're friends and I should give you some sort of insight, but there's really, yeah, I can't, there's nothing to say, actually.
Fair enough, Darren Middleton, completely understand. Well, look, let's hear that brand new single, Favours, with Missy Higgins from your brand new album, Splinters. Thanks so much for joining me on Triple M's Homegrown tonight.
Thanks, Jane.